Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Austin Kiplinger's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Kiplinger, chairman of Kiplinger Washington Editors, the editor emeritus of the Kiplinger Washington Letter, the son of the founder of the Kiplinger Letter, celebrating his 95th birthday, and the 93rd anniversary of the Kiplinger Letter. Mr. Kiplinger, thanks again for hanging out with us. I'm so proud and thankful to you for the time that you give us. It really means a lot to us.
Always glad to be here, Jim.
And folks, this is our 15th year to do this. So we've been celebrating birthdays here every year for all this time, and we're going to do a bunch more. Mr. Kiplinger, besides the budget debate that's going on right now, which you touched on in the last segment a little bit, another big debate that's really the 800-pound gorilla in every living room, from the government to the marketplace to households, is Obamacare. What are your thoughts?
Well, to begin with, I think it's awfully complicated, and I have to ask the men on the staff to explain it to me, and they have to ask somebody else to explain
probably,
it to them.
Probably the ladies on the staff to explain it to them.
and I'm not trying to be smart aleck about it, but I really think it's a terribly complicated way of doing the thing. When you get more and more bureaucracy, and it is bureaucracy, when you get level after level after level of responsibility, you add to the cost. And I don't know how to fix it. I'm not being smart about this,
mm-hmm.
but I just think it's going to be changed. I don't think it's going to be repealed, but I think in the next few years we're going to go through a series of modifications and try to get this thing shaken down so that people can understand what it's all about. I don't know anybody who knows precisely how you do it.
Even the people who created the law, even the people who are administrating the law, from one month to the next, I don't think they know, because only just the last day or so, last few hours maybe, they've come out with another announcement that small business owners will not be able to register online.
They put that off
another month.
And of course, they put things off a few months, and then one segment of it is put off for a year.
Right.
I think rather than being a disgrace, I think it's a mess.
Well, you see, Mr. Kiplinger, that kind of behavior does not make people on Main Street feel confident. It makes us worry that this thing is, as you say, a mess. And all the talking, all the rhetoric about how great it is, does not help. It does not help if you're what your actions demonstrate is that you don't know what you're doing.
Well, you know, going back a few years to the beginning of the Clinton administration, Mrs. Clinton, Hillary, came in with a great rush, and she called a group of people together to start a new health program. Do you remember that?
I sure do.
Now, the only people she didn't call were the people who administered the system.
Right.
She didn't call on the doctors. She didn't call on the insurance people. She didn't
mm-hmm.
call on anybody in the hospital world.
Right.
She called all of the double-dome thinkers. And, of course, that collapsed. But I think the problem is that somebody's trying on the outside to try to modify a system that you've got to get experts to figure out. And I don't know what the answer is,
well,
but I think this is not it.
Obamacare was developed really in a worse way than the Clinton care was.
Well, it's been a hodgepodge. It's kind of a paste, you know, clip and paste system. And I don't think that's going to do it.
Well, I think you're right. I think when it comes over the next, in the fullness of time, as they say, in the fullness of time, we'll find out what the thing really looks like, and there won't be any more hyperbole. We'll have the real facts in front of us, warts and all, as ugly as it may be, and then maybe we'll fix it. But the sad part is all we had to do was fix what we already had. We didn't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's true. And but now that we're in the mess, we're in the middle of a fix. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I know it's going to be different from what we now have.
It's definitely going to be. And the thing that bothers me is it's going to be administered by three different federal government agencies.
Oh, boy.
And as of right now, Mr. Kiplinger, the federal government has a 19% approval rating.
Well, let me tell you one of the problems with bigness, and I'm not talking just about government, but bigness of all kinds, even in the banking world and the financial world, is you don't have any responsibility. You have layers, right. layers of layers, and everybody passes it up or passes it down.
Right.
And bigness nobody is, makes a decision until it's too late.
That's well said, and I'm afraid that's going to have to be the last word. Mr. Kiplinger, happy birthday. Thank you for your time. It's so valuable to us. And have a great day.
Thank you, Jim.
Austin Kiplinger, ladies and gentlemen. He's 95 years old and one of my heroes. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.